is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. New Zealand, one of the first countries to welcome 2025. Revelers ringing in the new year this hour in Myanmar. The state funeral for the late President Carter will be next week at the National Cathedral in Washington. Grandson Jason Carter telling ABC News he has fond memories of sipping champagne with him every year at this time.
For 40 years, we had a Carter family trip that they essentially hosted over New Year's. And so this is one of those days, New Year's Eve, that we spent together for my whole life.
Carter chairs the Carter Center Board of Trustees. A team of U.S. investigators, including reps from Boeing, have examined the site of a plane crash that killed 179 people in South Korea. Nearly half of U.S. states are set to raise their minimum wage at the outset of 2025, boosting pay for millions of workers stretching from California to Maine. Pay increases will affect about 9.2 million workers. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A Madison pastor says one of the children injured in a school shooting earlier this month is recovering. Lighthouse Church senior pastor Marcio Sierra Jr. said in a social media post that the student, only identified as Sammy, is awake and conscious after being shot and critically injured in the attack at Abundant Life School earlier this month. Wisconsin State Journal reports Sierra gave permission to publish that information he shared on Facebook. The students who were injured in the shooting have not been publicly named, and Sierra says the child's family remains very private. President-elect Donald Trump has an ambitious agenda heading into 2025, but the length of time it takes for the Senate to approve presidential nominees has gotten longer.
The U.S. Senate now takes over 6 months on average to confirm presidential nominees, a timeline that has more than doubled for recent presidents. Delays stem partly from individual senators holding nominees to extract concessions. On November 21st, Senator Ron Johnson called for streamlining confirmations. Trump has proposed using recess appointments to bypass the Senate entirely. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
A state appeals court upheld a lower court ruling to award the group American Oversight with over $240,000 in legal fees relating to Open Records lawsuits against Michael Gableman. The lawsuits involved Gableman's legislature-supported investigation into allegations of fraud in the 2020 election and accusations that his office broke Open Records laws by not turning over the requested documents quickly. The appeals court also overturned a lower court ruling, holding Gableman's office in contempt. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Packers dealing with injuries. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers reviewed their loss to the Vikings and had injured players check in. Backup safety Zane Anderson going through the concussion protocol. Rookie safety Evan Williams with a quad injury. Jair Alexander has been trying to return after suffering a torn PCL in his right knee in October. Will he be back in time for the playoffs? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I don't know. As soon as I know, I'll let you guys know.
Is there a difference of opinion between what he thinks his health is and what you guys think it is?
Yeah, I can't really get into all that. I do know that he's been dealing with swelling, and, you know, he doesn't feel right to go out there and play.
The Packers will host the Bears this Sunday at noon. Green Bay will likely end up the 6th or 7th seed and face the Eagles, the Rams, or maybe the Buccaneers on the road in the wild card round of the playoffs. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Chicago Bulls at the United Center today. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight, we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we'll review the strikes and gutters, the ups and downs, and the good and bad of 2024. Plus, how much use are those New Year's resolutions worth anyway? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the Center, WRCE.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh. Yeah, freedom.
On the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Happy New Year's Eve. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers on the drums. No, on the board. It is the 6 minutes now.
I wish.
6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, December 31st, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here. From our world headquarters here in downtown Madison, Mr. Zommers, happy New Year's Eve to you.
Happy New Year's Eve to you as well. And for those of you watching on the stream, Todd's in a tux.
Well, at least the top half of me, yes. I'm pantsless down below. No, relax. I'm wearing pants. I just thought it was, I had to appear on the lovely and talented Jay Matt Nair's program, Matt Nair on Air, this morning. And I thought, you know, I had to look sharp for Jane. Out of respect, and so I just left it on.
Might as well have some fun with it. And
right.
Also, as long as you're wearing a suit, why take it off? Just have some fun.
I got no place to go, mind you, but here I am. And happy to be so, by the way. Happy New Year's Eve to each and every one of you. A big show today as our friend, our colleague, Civic Media's own Luke Mathers joins us at the bottom of the hour for a special year-end edition of Tuesday Tangents with Luke. I was distracted. I was looking out the window, and people are milling about. By the way, it's very quiet in downtown Madison the last couple of days. The kids are out of school, both elementary, K-12, and also university. A lot of the state workers take this week off. So my drive normally is like 15 minutes, and it takes me 5 right now.
Wow.
It was just zip. I'm into the office. I'm into the studios. But it's a nice day here in downtown Madison. Overcast, but temperatures are going to drop throughout the evening, is my understanding. And then by the end of the week, some very, very cold air coming down out of Canada. But all in all, as far as weather goes, maybe some light snow in parts of Wisconsin lasting into the early evening, but less than a half an inch of accumulation. Some of those roads may become slickery, as we say. So just be allowed some extra travel time, but nothing major. No major travel incidents expected for most of New Year's Eve. And remember, party, enjoy yourself, but do so responsibly. Don't want anyone being in an accident or causing an accident. You know, if you're going to imbibe, do so responsibly.
And make plans for a DD or designated driver or to spend the night at someone's place.
An Uber is, and if you got the AAA says if you get into a dire need, you need to have your car towed, you can call AAA as well. I believe in Madison, maybe other larger cities as well, there's free bus service. So just be responsible out there and enjoy yourself. You know, it's an opportunity to kind of reflect back on the year and look ahead to 2025, which is in large part what we're going to do today as well. In hour number two, a what's worse, your chance to call in and on the question of the day.
And all kinds of things coming up here on Civic Media this afternoon into tonight. Wisconsin women's basketball taking on Minnesota, the Golden Gophers, at 3:10 this afternoon. You can hear it on WLAK in Amory, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, WRCE in Richland Center, and also via the Civic Media app. You can download it at your app store on your favorite Android or Apple device. It's free. It takes less than a minute to download. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. At least we think she would. But it's a free app. You can listen to the Minnesota and Wisconsin women's basketball game at 3:10 this afternoon. And then tonight, a myriad of options tonight. First up, from 6 until midnight on WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center, is the annual Triviathon. They had a short break for a couple, 3 years, but in large part, this has been going on like almost 30 years. And it's a great community event. Our good friend Phil Nee is the main host. They ask questions, and it's not too late, by the way. If you want to participate, you can register your team. You say, well, Todd, I don't live in Richland Center in Southwest Wisconsin. I say no problem, because again, download the Civic Media app, and you can listen to Triviathon tonight on WRCO Country and Community, and you can play along. So what you do is you call the radio station right now, 608-647-2111. Again, 608-647-2111. And you can register a team. Doesn't cost you anything. And then they get your email. And then Phil tonight will ask a series of trivia questions. And then you have so long to email in your answer or text in your answer or whatever, and call in the answer. And then they'll keep track. And at the end of the night, there's a winner. So it's a good time to have by all. Great family event. If you're not going to go anywhere, even you can play alone. You say, well, I don't have a team. No big deal. Or if you don't want to register a team, it's a great way to pass the evening and enjoy yourself. That's 6 until midnight tonight on WRCO and also on the Civic Media app.
You just might learn something.
And you just might learn something.
And Tony has a question about the Civic Media app.
Yes, yes.
What if I'm visiting the International Space Station? Will it work there?
My understanding, Tony, is yes. Yes, it will. Because I think they have Wi-Fi up there.
If they didn't, I'd be shocked.
Right. Good question, Tony. And then if you want more music for your evening, we got you covered as well from 7 tonight until 1 o'clock in the morning. Our very own Lou Regani, host of Civic Media's Sunday morning show, Music to the Stars, will present a New Year's Eve version of the show tonight, again, 7 until 1 out of WRJN in Racine and Kenosha. It'll be broadcast across our talk network from 7 until 1, and you can also listen to that on the Civic Media app on the talk side of the station as well. Our good friend Pete Schwabe has a special nightlight, I believe, from 6 until 7 tonight. So all kinds of listening options for your New Year's Eve if you don't want to go out, or you can listen to us a little bit as you're traveling around as well. So all kinds of wonderful things to listen to on Civic Media. We're glad you're along with us. It is now 13 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Right now, we're going to keep track of this throughout the show. CNN doing a great job of this, kind of tracking where the new year is starting around the world. And we are just past New Year's Day in Bangladesh, parts of Kazakhstan, also the British Indian Ocean territory, and parts of Russia, and parts of a little small part of Antarctica. So those places are already into the new year. We'll continue on through the show as we note that on this New Year's Eve. First, a couple of headlines for you around the state of Wisconsin and around the world as well. Closer to home here in Wisconsin, a tragedy has unfolded and a person of interest is still at large. According to Channel 3000 WIST, the CBS affiliate here in Madison, New Lisbon police, and New Lisbon is just about 30 miles or so, maybe a little bit more north of Wisconsin Dells in Juneau County. Not too far from Mauston. New Lisbon police say two juveniles and one adult were found dead on Monday at a home in the city of New Lisbon. Virgil Thew, T-H-E-W, Virgil Thew, 47, was identified as a person of interest in the case. In an update this morning, police say they were notified by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office at around 10:10 on Sunday evening about a missing juvenile. That juvenile was reportedly last seen with Thew, who lives in New Lisbon. While searching for the juvenile on Monday, New Lisbon police learned that a second juvenile from New Lisbon had gone missing. Police worked with the juvenile's parents as well as other law enforcement agencies to continue the search. The investigation eventually led to a home in the 300 block of West Bridge Street in New Lisbon, where two juveniles and an adult were found dead. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office would not confirm whether or not the two juveniles found dead were the ones reported missing. Thew is a white male weighing about 150 pounds, 5 feet 10 inches tall. He was last seen wearing a dark-colored down coat, blue jeans, and a hat. He is considered armed and dangerous. If you see him, authorities say do not approach him, but call 911. Again, Virgil Thew, 47, of New Lisbon, is wanted as a person of interest in what appears to be a triple homicide in New Lisbon. Certainly a tragedy there, and particularly for our Wisconsin Rapids listeners, Richland Center listeners. At this point, statewide, this guy could be anywhere. Again, do not approach him. Simply call 911 and let authorities handle that. That is the big headline right now around the state of Wisconsin. Happening around the world in the United States, a massive power outage has left 90% of Puerto Rican customers without power today on New Year's Eve. A critical failure in Puerto Rico's power grid has caused a massive blackout affecting a large part of the island, according to a post by Puerto Rico's governor on X. The New Year's Eve blackout has knocked out power for nearly 1.3 million users, or about 88% of customers, according to Luma Energy, the Canadian-American power company responsible for power distribution and transmission on the island. Quote, we can report that work is already underway to restore service with the San Juan and Palo Seco plants, according to the governor. Luma Energy's Emergency Operations Center is working with other folks and collaborators to restore electrical systems and power to the island as quickly as possible. A total blackout that began on Tuesday morning at 5:30 a.m., according to the company. A full restoration process will take about a day or two, according to the company. Now that, I mean, you've heard about the lights went out in Georgia, but I mean, Puerto Ricans have been going through this for quite some time. The infrastructure is simply not there. And of course, Puerto Rico is a territory of the United States. Their citizens are able to go freely in the United States. Part of the United States. So certainly feel for all the Puerto Rican folks there on the island trying to deal without power today on New Year's Eve. It is coming up now on 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We're going to, when we come back here, continue our discussion about headlines on this New Year's Eve. One more serious note here before we get into some fun and games with Luke Mathers, a little sports as well. I'm going to ask Luke some year-end review questions. And you can get it in the fun as well, Mr. Sommers, and all of our listeners can call in as well. But Mike Johnson, Republican Speaker Mike Johnson of the United States House of Representatives, he can only afford to lose one vote coming up later this week in terms of staying the Speaker of the House. President-elect Trump on Monday endorsed the House Speaker of Louisiana to keep his gavel when the House meets to elect a Speaker on January 3rd. Trump's backing could help Johnson put down a rebellion led by right-wing headliners. Talk about that when we come back and prepare for Luke Mathers on a New Year's Eve edition here on the Town Hall Ball Show. We are live from Madison, Wisconsin, and around the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network on this New Year's Eve edition, live here on this December 31st, 2024. 21 now past the hour of 12 noon. Mr. Zommer's on the board. Now, I happen to have a tuxedo on today, or at least the top part, because I was on Jay Matt Nair's show, and I thought, well, the least I could do is clean myself up. I mean, they have a high-class show over there, and I thought, well, I need to do something to bring a little, you know, juice to the game to keep up with them.
Oh, absolutely.
And I did not. And so people watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, whatever, they're looking at Zommer. Why don't, you know, Zommer's is underdressed? No. I did not tell anybody. I just thought, well, I woke up and Jade asked me this morning. She said, "Do you actually own that?" I said, yes, I do.
I happen to know, yes, Todd owns this.
It's not because I think I'm any hoity-toity person. It's because for 16 years, I was the master of ceremonies for the Betty Hayes School of Dance. And so you had to wear, it was a very formal event.
Right,
so I had to look the part.
Yeah, even if Todd told me, I would probably be wearing the same thing I am now. At least it is a shirt with a collar. I don't own anything like that. So.
Yes, it's fine. Also off the text, Dave in New Berlin, a little salty about the story we're talking about. I'll clean it up for radio. Dave says Trump doesn't give a crap about Johnson. He just doesn't want his inauguration messed up. And I said, it looks like Dave's already drinking. He said, no, I'm at work. So good for you, Dave. I'm at work too, as it turns out. So, so we're talking, by the way, Luke Mather is going to be at the bottom of the hour here. Tom, L.A. Tom says, Todd, you should join Anderson and Andy tonight on CNN. Oh, my God. Wouldn't that just be the great thing? I do have a little glass with a little something in it. It's gin. Just relax. For right now, it's ginger ale.
I didn't want to ruin the magic and tell everyone it was ginger ale. But since you did, yes, I see the can.
Yes. There may be something in it next segment. We talked about this yesterday. Should I actually take a shot like every 15 minutes on the show?
I think you'd be able to get through a show if it's only every 15 minutes.
I think I could too.
Only a few shots throughout the show.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to drive anywhere, but
you're a professional.
The Brady and Brandon Ewing asked me the question, have you ever had to dump me? In other words, a radio term, like if I say something I shouldn't, or I swear a really bad swear word, Zommers has to push, it's called the dump button, to avoid it from going over the air. And in 2.5 years here, almost 2.5 years, 2.25. And it's now in my, I sound so old. Now in my 20th year of broadcasting, I can proudly say I have never had to have the dump button used on myself.
I can corroborate for the portion of that I've been here for.
And I feel like even if I had a couple of shots, I could still keep myself under.
I think so too.
I might be loopier than usual, but I think I could keep myself under control.
Todd's been on the show after anesthesia, and yes, he held it together then. So
I have. But thank you, L.A. Tom. I will be, I'm going back to Richland Center tonight, most likely. Yes, I think I will. And I may stop down at the Triviathon at WRCO and then hang out with Mom a little bit and watch Andy and Anderson. It's very entertaining. It's going to be entertaining as well to some degree, this story according to Axios. Donald Trump throwing his support behind Republican Speaker Mike Johnson, saying, quote, Speaker Mike Johnson is a good, hardworking, religious man. He'll continue to do the right thing and will continue to win. Capitalized, W-I-N, Trump said on his Truth Social post. He added, quote, Mike has my complete and total endorsement, MAGA, with three exclamation points, unquote. Johnson, in a post on X, said he's, quote, honored and humbled, unquote, by Trump's support, adding, quote, the American people demand and deserve that we waste no time. Let's get to work, unquote. Johnson is set to have a, here's the key. Here's why this could get really interesting really fast. Johnson is set to have a 219 to 215 majority on January 3rd and will likely be able to afford just a single Republican defection and still be reelected. Because you remember there's that one congresswoman who is in a nursing home and is not doing well at all, not even able to get there to vote. Representative Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky, has said he will vote for an alternative to Johnson with several other right-wingers saying that they're undecided. Here's, to a degree, here's a little bit what's going on. These undecided people, I've seen this before at the state level, when there's only a one-ish vote margin, everybody suddenly wants to become the voter within the caucus. So they and or their staff go to Johnson and or the staff and say, well, you know, my boss would really like to vote for Johnson for speaker, but they want this committee assignment, but we want that nicer office over in the Rayburn building, but we want to be assured that in the new budget, we're going to get X pork project for a new bridge and wherever. That stuff goes on all the time. So that, to a degree, that's part of what's going on here. Democrats have signaled that they will all vote for House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, Democrat in New York, denying Johnson any crossover votes. So for now, that's what they're saying. Look, Johnson, you got to take care of your own job. You got to take care of yourself. We're not helping you, say the Democrats. Many of Johnson's right-wing skeptics are also from Trump loyalists who will likely be swayed by the president-elect's endorsement. Others, like Massie, have flexed their independence for the president-elect, and one House Republican predicted to Axios on Monday that Johnson could still face a handful of defections on the first ballot. So we shall see. Got to get very interesting very quickly. Says here, House Speaker is not out of the woods in his fight to retain the gavel, even after receiving a crucial endorsement from Trump. The January 3rd speaker election will now be an early test, not only of Johnson's ability to lead his conference into the coming legislative battles, but of Trump's as well. We're going to find out really quickly within the next few weeks here where the cards of power actually lie. Remember that House of Cards program on Netflix? A lot of, sure, it's fiction, but there's a lot of truth in that show. Part of the, I started watching it, and for a while I couldn't. I'm like, this is like going to work every day. All right, it's always fun to be at work here at the Civic Media Radio Network. Luke Mathers is in with Tuesday Tangents with Luke and a year-end review, along with Mr. Zommers. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show New Year's Eve edition on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
As we wind down the hours of 2024, the trading schedule is looking a tiny bit different today. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to tell us what that schedule is looking like moving into 2025.
But with that trading schedule today, regular schedule, basically all the way through until the typical close this afternoon for the grains and the livestock market. So that's 105 on cattle and hogs, and on the grain side, we're done at 120 today, just like we typically are. But then there's no night trade tonight, no trade at all tomorrow, no night trade again going into Thursday. And then Thursday morning, we start fresh at 8:30 in the morning to kick off 2025.
With the markets not reopening until Thursday after the end of the day today, we are going to just have to wait and see how the new year will treat us as we enter into 2025. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine GoldLite provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at the final midday market reading of 2024. As of right now, it looks like the markets are going to be nice to us as we head into the new year, with cash crop corn up 4.5 at 456 and 3/4, and new crop corn up 4 at 443. January soybeans are up 10 and 3/4 at 992 and 3/4, and November soybeans are up 8 and 3/4 at 1017. March wheat is up 2 at 550 and a quarter, and July wheat is up 1.5 at 567 and 3/4. January Class 3 milk contracts are also looking good, as they are up 28 cents at 2071 a hundredweight, although unfortunately February Class 3 milk contracts are down 2 cents at 2065 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be cloudy with a few scattered light snow showers possible here today. Our high in the low 30s with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 20. Tonight we're going to drop down into the upper teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 34.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane, Matt Nair, and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane, Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matt Nair on air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
back to the Tallywall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 34 now, past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, December 31st, 2024, New Year's Eve. Zomers, where's that New Year's Eve music? Let's jiggle a little bit of that.
Sure, just a second.
Oh, sorry. lots of pre-planning on this show, as you can tell. This is my fault, you understand? Here we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Welcome into Civic Media's version of Anderson and Andy. It's Todd and Luke here on top the State Street block. Yeah, absolutely. Along with Zomers on the board. Luke, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mr. Alba. How are we doing?
I am fantastic, let me tell you.
Yeah?
I'm kind of a New Year's Eve person. I don't really go out a lot. But I like because I guess I like the reflection and the anticipation. How about you?
Okay. It's one of those, it doesn't really crack the surface, I think, for really? What I'm thinking about, like, the top holidays. Mm-hmm. But we always try to do something. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't know. It's kind of middle of the pack holidays-wise for me. Right. And I don't know if it's just because I'm a big fan of Thanksgiving. And everybody loves Christmas. So by the time I get to New Year's, it's kind of like, well, I'm a little burnt out. And 4th of July has got to be up there. So it's hard to compete what the best holiday is. But I've got some friends. We try to get together every year on New Year's. But, you know, folks are having little ones now. The people travel.
The kids ruin it.
There's some hurt. I'm not saying that.
No, I am.
I was...
Wait till they get to like 18.
Our really good friends, they have a little one, and she always asks, she's 6 now, but like she would stay up till midnight with us, and she would always be like, I want Luke to be my New Year's kiss. And then Kelsey and her, you know, play. No, I'm just kidding. But little ones don't ruin it, but you know, you start traveling, you do other things, and friend groups kind of change over time. And so we're excited to be spending New Year's Eve tonight with some close friends, but nice. It's not the same as always. And so it's an interesting holiday in that regard, where when you take a look back of who you've spent New Year's Eve with throughout your 20s, mm-hmm. it's interesting kind of time for reflection for me, at least. That's where I'm at today.
That is, well, you know, you're just out of your 20s.
Yes.
So, you know, now you're...
I was just saying, this is my first New Year's in my 30s, so...
You're so young. You're so young. Speaking of people wanting to do things tonight on whether you're going out or not, a couple of, three different great options here across Civic Media this afternoon at 3:10 p.m. We have Wisconsin women's basketball taking on the Golden Gophers at Minnesota. You can hear it in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, and Richland Center, or the Civic Media app on one of those channels for free as well. Then at 6 o'clock tonight on the Old Home Station, WRCO FM 100.9, and on the Civic Media app, the Triviathon from 6 until midnight tonight. Still time to register. It's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. Call into the station right now, 608-647-2111. Register. And then it's a great... Phil Neese is going to be your host all evening long with a cast of characters. I may stop by. And then you could play the great questions. And at the end of the night, somebody is crowned a champion.
There you go.
It's a great opportunity. And then at 7 o'clock, starting across the Talk Network on Civic Media from 7 until 1 a.m. 1 a.m.
Yeah.
The fabulous Lou Regani, host of Civic Media's Sunday morning show, Music to the Stars, will present the New Year's Eve version of the show. All kinds of big band music, like Zomers was just playing right there. Who was that? Duke Ellington? Who was that?
That was not Duke Ellington. Oh, that was Glenn Miller.
Oh, sorry. Glenn Miller. See,
come on, Todd. What are you doing?
Lou Regani plays a lot of both.
You're not looking good for the Triviathon tonight.
No, I'm not.
I'm so sorry.
No,
like, if this is any indication, things are not looking good for Todd and any team that Todd's on. So
it was never going to quiz you up.
Never going to quiz you up.
That was our name of our team last couple of years. Yeah. So all kinds of great options, Luke, across Civic Media.
Yeah, we're going to keep you entertained here on the radio dial and on the Civic Media app all evening long. Take us with you for your New Year's Eve, and then you're going to want to stay tuned because we've got exciting things coming up. The Badgers continue. We got the Packers on several Civic Media stations closing out this regular season this upcoming Sunday, hosting the Chicago Bears. So let's see if we can keep that losing streak for the Bears going.
God, we hope so. We'll get to the Bears in a second. Now, the first hour, I'm was drinking, just to make sure our listeners or viewers on the stream know, I was drinking Canada Dry ginger ale. That's all I had in the old glass here. But, you know, we used to, well, we maybe that's something we bring back in 2025, Mimosa Fridays. But I have broken out the real deal here, a little La Marca Prosecco. And Luke always says, well, I never get in the fun. So here I have poured Luke in our fancy plastic champagne flutes, a little Prosecco. Zomers has some Prosecco. So, gentlemen, here's to both of you helping out with the show, doing a great job. Here's to all our listeners. An early Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
Happy
Tom.
New Year.
Happy Cheers. New Year, Mr. Cheers. Zomers. Now Cheers. Feet. Yeah, and this is a fun time. It's New Year's.
It'd be a really fun time. We got another full bottle of that for the second hour. No.
See, I felt bad for Mr. Zomers because you started doing the Mimosa Fridays when early on in the show.
Yeah, well,
Last couple times I think that happened, Zomers was who was left out. So I felt bad for him.
I know because I've done it on the road a couple of times and I can't transport.
I'll be okay.
Be better prepared. Come on,
I'll try
Come
to
on.
Be better prepared.
I mean, I could be better prepared, too. I could just always have mimosa ingredients on me, and then if he's out on the road and does it.
All right.
But here I learned this because, again, I'm wearing a proper tuxedo top, and I do have a bow tie on. But, yes, because a lot of it was, quote-unquote, stage work, I have a fake pre-tied bow tie. I learned over the break you, Luke Mathers, are a stickler. Wow. You actually are a full-blown bow tie guy.
I do not believe in pre-tied bow ties. So if it's you pre-tied, I don't want it. Keep it away. So it's the normal bow ties or nothing for me. So
wow.
Yeah. It looks better to me.
Well, of course it feels
better, though, too. Because, like, I'm not a big fan of the way that you got to kind of really – So.
I will agree with that. That pre-done bow ties and pre-done ties, like clip-on or whatever, they just feel weird. Because
for you to get them to not look so pre-tied, you have to have it very, very tight, and that's not ideal. So
mine's pretty tight right now.
I learned in college how to tie the bow tie, and that's the way that I do it now.
But you said you're so proficient at this that you can do it drunk.
Inebriated, sure.
That's impressive. Which led me to say, I wish we would have given you a couple of drinks in earlier this morning, and then see if you could do it, inebriated on air.
No, we're not going to do any of that. There's plenty of work to do still here on this holiday, so yes. Not happening.
All right, fine. We'll have a sober Luke Mathers, but we are enjoying a beverage, and it's a perfect time for you, the home viewer and listener, to have a beverage as well. All right, speaking of the Packers, Lukester, I did not think they looked good at all over the weekend against the Vikings.
They looked good for a quarter.
They came up to, maybe a quarter, had a terrible start, and that really put them in a hole, came up 2 points short again. And I get it. Jair Alexander, some other people have some significant injuries, particularly on defense. But look, I mean, they're 1-4. I said earlier 1-5. Luke, correct me. They're 1-4 in the division. All right. They hopefully are going to go to 2-4 against the Bears this weekend. But Mike Clemens' report, that last hour was saying probably going to be either the Rams or Tampa Bay. They're going to have to go on the road and take on somebody. And eventually, because they're going to be the 6 or 7 seed, they ain't getting a home field. They're not going to be another game back at Lambeau. So eventually they're going to have to play either Detroit or Minnesota or the Vikings or the Eagles on the road and win one of these.
Yeah, but picture this. Picture Green Bay's playoff run where they get revenge on the teams that beat them in the regular season and they get to knock them out of the playoffs on their way to
the
Super Bowl.
You sound just like Trigvy.
Just picture it. The 7 seed Green Bay Packers going to Philly, barely lost to Philly in Brazil when the season opened week 1, that Friday night game that the Packers, the turf conditions were not
terrible.
Not good. They were very, very bad. Yeah. I think going into Philly, then hard place to play football, but I think the Packers have learned a lot since the first week of the season. I think that they could go in there and take care of business. Then they would get the winner, I believe most likely the winner of the Detroit, the divisional round. I forget exactly how the playoff went. But picture getting to go to either Minnesota or Detroit on the way to then the NFC Championship to beat the other one that's still standing. Like,
sure, it'd be great.
It seems ideal.
It's absolutely ideal. And I've seen the Packers in person more this year than I have in probably 10 years. And I saw him at Green Bay against Detroit. Just got done watching him out in Seattle against the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Two very different teams. But again, their opposition, two very different teams. Did you see? I watched the Detroit game last night against San Francisco. Did you watch that?
I did. I was glued to it because I had two players left in fantasy football.
How'd you do?
I won the championship.
Wow.
Won the whole
league.
So
Luke Mathers wins his fantasy football league, ladies and gentlemen.
So How about that? It was coming down to the wire too. So it was a nail biter until Jahmyr Gibbs got me a touchdown. I thought that I was gonna lose. Wow. So that fourth quarter touchdown was the difference maker for me.
But I mean the Lions looked dang tough last night.
I mean, when the Packers have played them both times, though, the Packers were right in those games.
Sure.
A couple different calls going a different way, a caught ball here or there that could have gone for a score instead of the outcome. I think in the playoffs, it is going to be more or less a coin toss. There was no blowouts. There was no runaways in either of these NFC North games, but like between the three teams that are going to be in the playoffs from the NFC North, I think it's going to be very, very close, and it's going to all come down to probably within a field goal.
Great games for our listeners in Richland Center, Racine, and Park Falls, to listen to, because I was actually listening to the game on Sunday. I was driving back from Shawano, and so I listened to Wayne Larrivee and The Rock. Television is great. But for my money, same thing with baseball and the Brewers across many of our networks. I'm not just saying that. And Matt LaPay on the Badger Sports Networks, I guess maybe because I've been a radio kid all my life. Mm-hmm. But listening to that, it creates in my mind, and the calls are just so much better overall, in my opinion.
More exciting. But
usually.
Yeah, yeah. There's some instances where that's not the case. But
Kevin Harlan is a great TV sportscaster.
But he also does radio.
Yes, he also radio, which is why Bob Harlan for the Packers.
Right, which is why he's so exciting to, I think, listen to both on television and radio, is because he knows how to convey that excitement and the intensity that moments of sport can bring, and he's Kelsey's favorite. You know, like Kelsey and I, Kevin's on the call, we're like, this is great.
But also, he has that, he knows, it's like Al Michaels or Jim McKay or some of the great sportscasters on television, and Brent Musburger. Yes, they know when to emphasize their voice for television, but on television, they also know when to shut up and let the pictures do the talking.
Yes.
And that is a very nuanced and specialized gift and talent to have.
Yes, and we were driving on Sunday, and I was listening to the game, too, before we got home and then turned it up. Well, we got to my brother's, and we were watching it. My nephew turned 3 yesterday.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Wyatt. A day late, but I saw you a day early, so it evens out here on the radio. But it's just listening to this team and I think that the pieces are there. It's going to take them having to put them all together for a complete 60 minutes. And that's the disappointing aspect of these NFC North matchups that we've seen. But I have the full confidence, and maybe it's just me being a cheesehead and biased, but I have the full confidence that when the chips are on the table, we could see the Packers putting it together and winning a number of playoff games and possibly going all the way to the Super Bowl. So we'll see.
Well, last time they won it with Rodgers, they were on the road the entire way. The five
seed? They were the six seed, I believe, that year. Yeah, they were the first time six seed won, and so who knows? Yeah. Maybe it's Jordan Love's term to be the first seven seed to go all the way. We'll see.
Troy, listening to Mount Horeb on WMDX here in Madison, says it'll either be the Rams, the six seed, or Philly with the seven seed.
Yeah, so if they're the six seed, they'll go to L.A. If they're the seven seed, they'll have to go to Philly. So
I'd rather go to the Rams.
Probably. That's the more ideal matchup, but... Yeah. You know, you have to do the way that you have to play the hand the way it's dealt. And and therefore, depending on, I think they're going to take care of Chicago. I forget who the Commanders are matched up against this week. But it's a divisional game. So it's got to be somebody from the NFC East. I believe that Philadelphia and New York's playing. So it's got to be Dallas. And Dallas just got their butts handed to them. So maybe there's a chance the Cowboys come back with vengeance and they want to spoil the Commanders as a divisional game. We'll see what happens.
Does Mike McCarthy survive another year in Dallas?
I think he's still there, yeah.
Really?
I think so.
All right, we'll see. Luke Mathers and I and Mr. Zommer is looking ahead to 2025 and a year in review. It's a New Year's Eve edition of the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And that means take another drink.
Whoa.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Facing an energy crisis, high inflation, and rising unemployment, President Jimmy Carter addressed the nation in his Crisis of Confidence speech on July 15, 1979.
The erosion of our confidence in the future is threatening to destroy the social and the political fabric of America. The confidence that we have always had as a people is not simply some romantic dream or a proverb in a dusty book that we read just on the 4th of July. It is the idea which founded our nation and has guided our development as a people. Confidence in the future has supported everything else, public institutions and private enterprise, our own families and the very Constitution of the United States. Confidence has defined our course and has served as a link between generations. We've always believed in something called progress. We've always had a faith that the days of our children would be better than our own. Our people are losing that faith, not only in government itself, but in the ability as citizens to serve as the ultimate rulers and shapers of our democracy.
We've linked the full speech at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
On New Year's Eve, the 31st of December, Mr. Sommers dialing up the boy bands. How about that?
Kiss Me at Midnight by NSYNC, just for Luke.
Here we go. Are you a big boy band guy?
No.
That's
not,
why.
Not
yeah,
really.
That's exactly
really.
Why.
Why does that not surprise me?
Right. It's super surprising. Breaking news here, folks.
Breaking news. All right.
Not my cup of tea, but very important aspect of a New Year's Eve party, though.
The kiss?
No, the playlist. The playlist. The music. You need to have some good jams for a New Year's Eve party.
And to that note, don't put that song on your playlist.
No, why? That's not. I don't think that's a bad song on New Year's Eve.
No. This is probably like the only time to play it because it's pretty strange song, I think, outside of the context of New Year's Eve.
I'll ask you guys this. What was your, to date, I know you're both much younger than me, to date, what was your most exciting or best New Year's Eve? Zommers, you go first.
I mean, I don't know if I've really had any particularly exciting. I guess it's just hanging out with friends. And I know last year we also did like a gift exchange and people dressed up quite a bit. I didn't. Because I don't know, I just didn't. But that was fun.
Our really good friends, a number of years back now, we like to do fondue on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. So that was our thing. And they're at a wedding, family wedding this weekend. So hopefully they're having a blast. But the occasion was obviously New Year's Eve. We were all drinking. Well, almost all of us were drinking fairly heavily for the fact of celebrating a new year. And my buddy who was hosting us was so past the intoxication point that he tried to pour a shot for his wife, who conveniently nobody was really paying attention. She was not consuming alcohol that evening. And so we were kind of all insistent on her having a shot at midnight. And she got very mad at her husband and said, I can't. And then we found out a little bit early that they were expecting. So it was a very exciting aspect, but it was kind of like a little bit of a fumble. And so that's probably one of the most memorable New Year's Eves that I've had with some very good friends. Awesome. And so we look back at it in jest now, but at the time, boy, was she fuming. Right. Like my good friend Jenny was just not having anything to do with her husband that night, but, you know.
But still a lot of fun.
Very memorable. Yes, a lot of fun.
Very good. One of mine, probably, I've had a lot of just fun, small gatherings. Not like that.
Sounds like, oh, I'm so old. So, I have many New Year's Eves to look back to.
Before both of you were born, 1994, I believe, when the Badgers played in the prestigious then Hall of Fame Bowl against Duke in Tampa. And my compadres, Kurt and Florcy, later to become the parents of my godsons, and my sister and I, Heather, we all four went and we went to the Final Four for the Platteville Pioneers. I guess it was the playoffs, the Elite Eight. And if they won the Elite Eight, we had to go to the Final Four because I had to cover the Final Four. If the Platteville lost, we were going to Florida. And Platteville lost that year. And so we are 1993, I guess, into 94.
I was going to say, that was going to be my next question. Right. Was it 93 and 94, 94 and 95? Because one I was around for, the other I was not.
Right, yes, exactly. And then we ended up in Ybor City watching outside of Tampa, watching the Badgers. And they won that game against – and it was a big New Year's Eve celebration at Ybor City. We also went over – it wasn't actually a legit New Year's Eve. There used to be a place at Disney World called Pleasure Island. And, like, the theme was every night was New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And so they had a big live band, and we actually snuck into the property and didn't pay the fee. And so that's probably much more security now. But at the time, we snuck
back in. Back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s, yeah, you were able to sneak into Disney World, the Pleasure Island, and it was fantastic.
There you go. Yeah. And that seems like a pretty memorable one. That's going to be up there. Yeah.
It was memorable. Luke, a couple of minutes left. Any grinding of gears, reflections? What do you want to talk about last couple of minutes?
You know, it's been an interesting year. We've done a lot here at Civic Media. I'm really grateful for all of our listeners that have been with us as a growing network. If you're just finding us or if you've been listening for a very long time, we appreciate you listening. And today's more of a day of reflection and looking forward. So I'm not gonna
look back.
I'm not gonna grind any gears today.
Right,
we're looking forward. I'm a little bummed that the Badgers don't have a bowl game for me to cheer them on, but I'm gonna make up for it. I was gonna say the transfer portal. Ooh, transfer portal is an interesting dynamic, and that's maybe for a longer tangent, a different day. Yeah. But gonna go see the Badgers men's basketball return on Big Ten Play for hosting Iowa on Friday night. So looking forward to that.
Should be a really, really good game. You can hear that, of course, on the Civic Media app for free, and of course across select stations. We hope one of your stations have been selected across the state of Wisconsin in Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, Kenosha, and Richland Center. So that should be good. Game time set 5:00. The pregame show across Civic Media on Friday, January 3rd, the Badgers taking on the Frantams.
I was like, what are you?
The best part about a Wisconsin Badger and Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball game is putting down the money. At what point will their coach have a frantrum?
Yeah. That's a good one. I think the odds are favorable if you put it down pretty early.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's one of those things. Right. It's pretty reliable, I think.
Well, coming up in hour two, to pick up on Luke's theme here, speaking of my friend Kurt Kohler, he sent me this, and this is great, the year in review. We're going to ask questions. People can call in, text in on things like, what are the most valuable ways we spent our time this year?
There you go.
How can I help these activities happen more often? What would your 85-year-old self wish that you did more of?
Ooh. Those are all good ones.
Right? Those are very good.
Little head scratchers, thought provokers here on the Todd Alba Show for New Year's Eve edition.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that. But all seriousness, Luke, we appreciate all your support for our show, everything you do for us and everybody else across the network and our listeners as well. So in all sincerity, Luke, Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year.
All right. Enjoy, everybody. Come on back. Hour two, also a What's Worse edition. A chance to call in, text in on your thought of the day. Stay tuned. Hour ahead is straight ahead on the Civic Media Radio Network. Bring on the boy bands.
News from the center, WRCE.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we lead into Civic Media's New Year's Eve celebration with Lou Regani, with highlights from my appearances on some of your favorite Civic Media shows. Happy New Year, everyone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. It's already the new year in parts of the world. Here in the U.S., 2025 is just hours away. Security is tight for New Year's celebrations, but according to law enforcement, there are no specific threats.
In Atlanta, large crowds are expected for the Peach Drop, returning this year after a hiatus. In Las Vegas, 250,000 expected on the Strip for the countdown to 2025.
ABC's Lionel Moise. A team of U.S. investigators and reps from Boeing are in South Korea helping investigate Sunday's deadly plane crash. 179 people were killed, only two survivors. In the late President Jimmy Carter's hometown, Plains, Georgia, black ribbons are hung alongside U.S. flags in the small town. President Biden has said January 9th is a national day of mourning. Homicides across the U.S. will post a third straight year of declines, according to preliminary data from cities, both large and small. This is ABC News.